This is the Good Neighbor Podcast, the place where local businesses and neighbors come together. Here's your host, Scott Howell.
Hello, neighbors of Cleveland and Chattanooga. Welcome to another edition of the Good Neighbor Podcast, brought to you by the Friends and Neighbors Group. My name is Scott Howell, and I'm your host. Joining me today is our good neighbor, Lindsay Frost, with the Frost Designs Incorporated. Welcome, Lindsay. Thank you for being our special guest today on the Good Neighbor Podcast.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for having me. I'm looking forward to it.
My pleasure. My pleasure. I am as well. We've met today to talk about your business and learn more about what you do and a little bit about who you are, too. So would you like to start off by sharing anything with us about you and your family?
Sure thing. I am a native of Chattanooga. I grew up on Signal Mountain, and I'm super boring. I've never left here. I stayed here and went to UTC and studied interior design there. And shortly after I graduated, I began having children. And so I have three daughters, almost all teens. I have a 17, a 15, and an 11-year-old daughter, daughters, and they are just busy bees and keep me hopping and on my toes and multitasking and focused and driven and having fun and all the things. So they're a lot of my why behind what I do. So
I understand that. That's wonderful. It's a beautiful story. I guess you're raising your own team of interior decorators, huh?
You know, I think I have one promising one. I'm not sure about the other two, but I think there's one that's hopeful. So we'll see.
That's great. Somebody's carried on, don't they?
That's right.
Well, Lindsay, tell us about your business. Tell us all about who you are and what you do.
Sure thing. So, honestly, I got into interior design because my family owns a local building materials business called Interior Trim and Supply here in Chattanooga. And that's really what got me into the home and interiors business was growing up in that with my dad. My dad's had that business for over 35 years. And so I grew up going into homes and seeing homes being, you know, custom built and all of those in the middle of construction. And that really spurred my interest into wanting to go into interior design. And then as I stayed here and studied that, I just had always dreamed of really having my own firm and also having a store, which we made a reality this past year, and then being able to raise my family. So, that's kind of how I got into it. I spent, you know, the first, after I graduated, probably the next 10 years, I really focused on raising my family, and I still took on, you know, I didn't want to lose those skills. That's a common misconception, is that interior design is just a like fun major where you color. And that is not true at all. It is an extremely hard major that takes hours and hours and hours of time and discipline and a lot of skill sets involved. So I worked really hard in school and didn't want to lose those skills while I was raising my family. And so I continued to just take on some, you know, small jobs from time to time and did as much as I could while my girls were young. And I had some really great opportunities with some local custom home builders that gave me a chance to one, start working on some of their spec homes in some larger neighborhoods. And then shortly after that, like I said, about probably right around 2015, I had some really good opportunities to take on some custom build homes and walk through that process with those clients. And that really opened the door for me to start my own firm, which I did in 2017. So
wonderful. Wonderful. Well, thank you for the journey there. That's a beautiful story. So, you know, interior design, you know, if somebody's building a house and or they bought a home and it needs to be remodeled, and they go to try to decide what to make the inside look like, and they decide to look around for people like yourself and inquire about what you do. What are some of the misconceptions or myths maybe that people may have about what you offer them?
Yeah, I mean, I think that people maybe misunderstand interior designers in the sense that we only do what we like. We don't take into consideration really what the client likes or what their style may be, or if they don't even know what their style is, could we really figure that out? I think that's probably one big misconception. Okay. Is that they lose control, maybe. And then on top of that, I would also say just that it's like unattainable to have an interior designer, or that the price of that service is out of most people's reach. So, and there's options. So, yeah, I would say they're probably the two biggest.
Okay. Well, thank you for sharing that with us. Getting a little bit more personal, on the personal side of Lindsay Frost, what do you and your girls do when you're not working? What do y'all do for fun?
What do we do for fun? We end up at a lot of volleyball tournaments. I have two sisters. We all played volleyball in high school, and my sisters played in college. So it's something that we're super passionate about, and we really just love the sport. And thank goodness my girls have taken to it as well. So we spend a lot of our free time at tournaments, and that my girls play club ball. We're normally lots of sports in my family. So if we're not on a volleyball court, we're at a track meet or somebody's cheering for a football game. But we love to be outside. We love to play. We're super active and like to be on the water. So that's, you know, something that's nice here in Tennessee. It's nice to be able to get out on the lakes and enjoy some free time. So
that sounds like a blast. I grew up loving volleyball myself. I still like to watch it.
It's a fun, fast sport.
Yeah, absolutely. So tell me this. If there was one thing that you could shout from the rooftop about what you do, might even set you apart, that you could let our listeners know about, what would it be?
Well, our job is so very relational that is like at the very top of our list when we're getting to know our clients. You know, we want them to know that we care about them. We care about their families. We care about how they function and how they live. And it really takes us diving into getting to know them. We just kind of chuckle because we end up coming out with friends. We just say we work for all of our friends, because by the time we're done with jobs, we're so close with our clients and we've shared so much, or they've shared so much, that they really just become people that we love and enjoy working with. And it just becomes just as much of a blessing, I think, to us as we are to them. And we hope that we do the same for them in return. But you really get to know people on a very personal level when you're in somebody's home and in their space. And we really pride ourselves on the fact that we at Frost Designs, we design in a lot of different styles. We're not just this one, traditionalist, or we only design in mid-century modern, but we have a talented, super talented group of designers who are able to really dig into what people love, and we're able to mix and match and blend styles and bring different aspects of design together to really meet the client's needs, and not necessarily pushing our own desires, but extracting that from the people that we work with. And I feel like that's a very big asset for us. And we have a lot of people say that after they, peruse our website, that they're like, okay, well, we saw that, you designed this style, or just, everything didn't look exactly the same. And so I feel like that's something that really sets us apart from other designers. So
yeah, amazing. And can I Can I just ask you a question about something that you said earlier about if somebody has never used an interior designer before mm-hmm. and they don't know their design, they don't know which way to go. How do you kind of help them discover that?
Yeah, I mean, I think the first best thing, which can also be overwhelming, is there's so many photos and there's so many images to look at now at the, you know, just at our fingertips with Pinterest and Instagram and just Googling for different images. But that also is, it's also a helpful tool for clients to look, you know, look at, even if that's from magazines and pull magazine clippings of, you know, a room that speaks to you, even if you don't know what speaks to you about that room. But if it just, you're like, ooh, I love this. I don't even know what I love about it, but I know I love it. Then typically after, you know, if we'll compile some photos like that, that the client, you know, we'll ask the client to gather for us. And then we're really able to look at those and we can see the commonalities in those photos, or we can see things that we're like, okay, they're really liking like the natural woods, or they're liking, you know, high lacquered paint finishes or geometric tile or whatever it is. Like we can kind of start to get a feel for different aspects of design that they're attracted to that they may not even know that they're attracted to. And it also helps to just walk through somebody's home prior just to see, like, do they even like color? Do they use color? Are they all neutral? Just yeah. to get a feel for what they would have, you know, what they've have selected on their own, just to start out with. So,
well, Lindsay, it's obvious by talking to you that you're not new at this. You've got a lot of experience to offer people out there, and that's pretty amazing to hear all the detail that you went into there. I have never used an interior designer, but I think I even feel better now about it. So.
Maybe one day you'll use one. You just give us a call.
That was a lot of detail. I appreciate that. Any last words you'd like to offer?
Oh, well, I would just love for, you know, people to know that hiring a designer is attainable. There's a lot of different options that we offer from, you know, we start all of our projects with a 2-hour consultation. And that consultation can be used, you know, even if you just want to rearrange a bookshelf, or you want ideas on space planning, or how to make your furniture arrangement better. From there all the way to, you know, we're remodeling every single bathroom in this house. Let's gather up as much information as we can in 2 hours. Go. But, you know, as simple as from a consultation or making a paint selection or an exterior update, all the way to, you know, full service design where we're helping you with every single selection from the ground up. So things such as paint, tile, cabinets, trim, your exterior materials, and then moving in your lighting, and then moving into, you know, your furniture, your rugs, your finishes, blinds, curtains, all the things. So, I mean, there's so many different aspects in design and different sizes of projects that you know that we're willing to take, and those are all different budgets, and you just don't know until you ask. And I think sometimes hiring a designer can seem daunting or intimidating, but we really try not to be intimidating at all, and just are welcome to any inquiry. And if we're not the right fit, we're fast to say like that we're not the right fit. But but we don't turn anybody away typically without, you know, at least having a nice conversation over what a project looks like and setting some real expectations around what that costs and how we go about the process. So I think educating is really like the biggest thing. And we're happy to help do that to make the public and clients understand what hiring a designer really looks like.
I can tell people would feel very comfortable talking to you about
Thank you.
Absolutely. But tell us really, before we go, tell us how they would reach out to you or contact you or get online and see some of your work. Just kind of share that with us.
Absolutely. So we can be found on our website, which is www.frostdesignsinc.com. We're also on Instagram, same thing at Frost Designs Inc. And you can also follow our retail store called 22. It's spelled out T-W-E-N-T-Y-T-W-O which is actually a nod to mine and all of my sister's volleyball number from high school.
Oh, wow.
It's a nice, a good lucky number. And we opened in the year 2022. So there's some neat meaning behind it. But nevertheless, also, that's shop at 22. It's shopattwentytwo. So .com. And same thing on Instagram at shop at 22. So those are all great ways to find us, check out our gallery, check out our store and see some things here that are kind of more my personal style in the store. Just a colorful and eclectic mix of Palm Beach, like meets mid-century modern style. So just really a fun atmosphere, and it's a great way to kind of get to know us. So
absolutely. Well, thank you so much for today. We have enjoyed getting to know a little bit more about you and your business. And thank you for being so hospitable and joining us.
Absolutely. Thanks so much for having me. I appreciate it.
It's our pleasure. To all you good neighbors of the Cleveland, the Chattanooga area, after meeting with Lindsay and learning more about her organization, and we hope you'll take a moment to consider all she has to offer. And remember her when you need or want the products. And services that she provides. Before ending this episode, I would like to thank all of you for taking the time out of your busy day to visit with us at the Good Neighbor Podcast. Always remember to support the locally owned and operated businesses in Cleveland and the greater Chattanooga area. They are the backbone of our community. This is Scott Howell with the Friends and Neighbors Group. Everyone go out and make this a remarkable day.
Thank you for listening to the Good Neighbor Podcast. To nominate your favorite local businesses to be featured on the show, go to gnpcleveland.com. That's gnpcleveland.com or call 423-380-1984.